Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Ladies and gentlemen, the story you're about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
We'll get rid of this pretty quick. We're having some interesting challenges with our computer today, folks. And technology is a wonderful thing, isn't it? When it works. So I hope you're enjoying this as much as I am. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I know you don't care what about all the other stuff going on. As long as I'm here, right? As long as you can hear my voice, as long as you can get the comfort and the reassurance of my voice. I know that's what you're thinking. You don't care about all the production value, the ambiance, all that stuff. You just want to make sure that I'm here and that God's in His heaven and all's right with the world, right? Alan Friedman is our guest, and he feels the same way. He just longs to hear my voice and to hear the reassurance in my voice and to know that everything's going to be all right. Alan is an old friend of ours and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the publisher of the Computer Desktop Encyclopedia. I'm looking at, 18.1, I think, is the new version. He's one of our top technology experts. Heck, he's one of the world's top technology experts. Alan, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. And yes, hearing your voice is all I need.
It doesn't matter what kind of music we have, does it?
Absolutely.
Well, I knew that. I knew that you felt that way, Alan. It's hard to have. It reminds me of this time we're going through right now. Reminds me in a lot of ways of 9/11, the events following 9/11, where almost every conversation has to involve what happened. And of course, what happened in the Gulf states this last week, actually in some ways is worse than what happened during 9/11, other than the fact that we were attacked. This was a natural disaster, but it was a disaster of biblical proportions, as some people have said. And not to minimize, not that you and I, either one, would minimize the human suffering that's going on. The fact is that there was a lot of intellectual property lost in that storm, wasn't there?
Oh, absolutely. Definitely. No doubt about it. I mean, I don't think we're going to know for several weeks and months what the outcome of all this is going to
be. Maybe years.
Well, perhaps. I thought, though, it might be worthwhile to discuss disaster recovery computer systems a little bit, at least. People have certainly been utilizing them like mad. What systems that are in place have been put in place and have been activated, and it's a topic that some people in other parts of the country just learn a little bit about it, and maybe it can help them at some point in the future.
Well, absolutely, and why don't you tell us what that means?
Well, it means having an off-site backup, and in this case, if you look at the hurricane areas that have been affected, it means having off-site somewhere way out of the area you live in.
Like 1,000 miles from you.
Well, perhaps. Or maybe
2,000.
And sometimes companies have them in more than one location. And it also means not just backing up. I mean, a lot of people think that it just means backing up your data. What it really means is having the ability to reproduce your entire data center somewhere else. And a lot of companies have that. And a lot of people are actually operating in data centers around the country that were in the Gulf states at this point.
Right. Well, so many, and this is, this may be hard for some people to get their head around right now, the truth is that more and more every day, more and more businesses their world, the value of their company is not as much the stock on the shelf as it is the intellectual property in the computer.
That's
and,
right.
And if those, and many, and there are a lot of people in the Gulf area whose customers aren't even, they may have some customers locally, but a lot of their customers are other places. And so those people I'm sure there are some people who literally got their laptop and got in their vehicles and drove, you know, to another state, and today they're up and running, they're in business.
Well, that's
because
true.
They backed up their data, as you said, somewhere else.
Well, look, a company that's strictly an information, or a building, an office building that's strictly dealing with information, the administrative offices of an organization, that can be moved. And the most important thing is exactly what you said. The intellectual property inside the computer is worth more than the whole company sometimes. You can restart a manufacturing operation. Now, obviously, that takes a lot more time. But if you don't have the data of your company, if you don't have your bills, you don't have your invoice.
The customer information. The history of the customer activity.
Customers, vendors, everything.
Contact information, all that stuff.
Everything. It's a lot more vital than people realize, and even to the small business, which maybe doesn't have to be quite as elaborate, but still, in a way, has to duplicate to some degree what the large company does. And it's a lot more, I think we touched on this a little bit last time I talking to you, it's a lot more than just backup. It's going through the procedure of pretending that you did have a some disaster and restarting the whole thing someplace and actually operating on it. It's a lot more than just backing up data.
You know,
a lot of systems don't work when they start up again.
You know, after you and I had our last visit, I asked my technology guy, you know, I said, what would it take for us to do a trial restart? Let's act like we lost something, and let's do a trial restart. And so we're working on that. We haven't gotten that done, by the way, but we're working on that. And that was a good suggestion. But, you know,
It's a lot of work, by the way, Jim. It's a lot more work than just backing up your.
I know. Well, that's exactly what we found out, and that's the reason we didn't do it that day.
You have to have it. You really have to create a procedure and follow it. What part of that procedure works and what doesn't work?
Well, let's go back to the events of last week and today, for that matter, and just talk about what if this happened to you? Think about this: the human suffering and tragedy is terrible, but what if you got out with your life, but you lost all the stuff that you'd worked for in your business, which a lot of people did. A lot of businesses lost that, and they lost their accounting records and all that. Because Alan, many people just got out with their lives. They didn't even get to take anything with them besides what was on their backs.
Well, and, you know, there is one other thing too. If they could retrieve their computers, even though they're flooded, it is possible to get the data out of those disks. It costs a lot more than just an average computer repair, but it's certainly worth it. So
what does it cost? Could it be up to $1,000, $2,000 or so?
Oh, easily.
Yeah, yeah. Stand by, Alan. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Alan Friedman. You recognize that music, don't you? Looks like we're back to regular, maybe. Not normal. We never say normal around here. 20 after, I'm Jim Lassingame. We'll be right back with Alan Friedman. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and check out our blog when you get a chance. And that's at the homepage at smallbusinessadvocate.com, or go directly to jimsblog.biz. Alan Friedman is our guest. He's the publisher and the author and the head guy at Computer Desktop Encyclopedia. There's some ladies over there that are really in charge. I know, Alan, but for now we'll say that you are. Alan, what's the new version, 18.1?
No, we're actually at 18.3.
Okay, well, you're always one or two ahead of me, so...
But no, your site is up to date. Our content on your site is up to date.
I know, right there on the homepage. You can ask a computer question right on our homepage, and we appreciate that, Alan. What about the website, please?
It's computerlanguage.com.
All right. So check that out when you get a chance, folks. You can subscribe to Alan's outstanding product, which is, what do you got? How many thousands of definitions and graphics?
Well, we're at 18,000 definitions and 2,500 images.
Wow. So check that out when you get a chance, folks. Computer Desktop Encyclopedia. Computer Language. Dot com. Right? Okay. Alan, as you may have heard me say before, Ken Croson did, and some other folks conducted some research on the value of the assets of corporations, and they found that 25 or 30 years ago, it was 80-20 tangible intangible. Uh-huh. Like patents and systems and software and things like that. When they found that in the 21st century, and I'm paraphrasing the report, obviously, for brevity, they found that those numbers had inverted, and that it was more like 80-20 intangible to tangible.
Sure, that makes a lot of sense.
And that's happening, and that number is not static, it's moving. It's moving in the direction of more than 80% intangible. And so... And this tragedy that's happened in the Gulf Coast, really, that's the kind of thing that could happen on a micro basis in your home because of a fire, or your business because of a fire, or it could happen. There could be a widespread tragedy. We could have a terrorist attack or something, and so it makes a lot of sense to get your very valuable intellectual property assets stored somewhere where they're protected.
Well, not only that, a lot of people are buying these backup drives and connecting them to their network.
Right.
You've got to remember, if it's on a hard disk, it is potentially a problem. You want to get it onto at least two hard disks or onto CDs or DVDs and get it off of an electronic medium, per se. In fact, our son just lost 80 gigabytes worth of music because he backed it up on a hard disk, and the hard disk that was backed up failed.
Huh.
So that is,
but he didn't have it two places.
He had it on his computer and his backup, but they were both on disks.
Uh-huh. But he didn't lose both disks, did he?
Pardon me?
Did he lose both disks?
He lost both.
How did he lose both of them?
I don't know how the computer system happened, but what he did with the backup hard disk is he moved it to another computer, and maybe in the moving around it got fouled up.
I think
the data was recoverable. I tried a little bit here, but I don't have quite the diagnostic tools that I need.
So,
nevertheless, you just got to get it in as many places as possible and not hurt.
Well, what we do, we actually use the hard drives you're talking about, and what we do is we have one version we take off site every day.
That's good.
And then we one of us takes it home, and then we, of course, if we lose the one at home, we're never more than one cycle. We never lose more than one cycle.
Uh-huh.
And of course, the worst thing that could happen to us would be if they both went down for some weird reason, but that's pretty unlikely. Right.
Here's a case where they did.
Yeah. Well, that's true. That's true. Do you actually recommend the services that's where we send our data over the internet to these people?
Sure. Why not? That's off-site service.
It's like a server farm. These people have provide this service, and that you actually do business with them, and every day there's a backup system that occurs where your data goes out over the internet and resides on somebody's server somewhere else, some server farm.
That's right. That's just the data, though. When we're talking about a full-blown disaster recovery, you're talking about a data center that actually can duplicate and replicate your systems, your software.
Is that available?
Oh yes, absolutely, all over the country.
So basically, my whole world on my whole electronic world could be replicated, so that if my office burned down, I could buy a new computer and plug right into it.
Well, you wouldn't even have to. You could use computers the computers of the service that you are working with.
Right.
Literally running remotely. Your applications from their computers and their data center.
Right, but I mean, I'd have to have something to tap into that. I'd have to have some way to connect to that through a computer.
You have to have
yeah, that's what I meant. If I lost everything, I could get another computer and plug in, and it'd be like I never lost anything.
Well, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. And how do we find these people?
Well, there are lots of companies. There's huge companies like Comdisco and SunGuard and IBM and HP, all these companies who provide services. Just look on the web. Do it.
Right. No, you're right about that. That is something. One thing that IBM offers that people might want to look into. And I know you can Google that as well. Alan, give us your website one more time, please.
Computerlanguage.com.
Computerlanguage.com. Thanks, Alan, for being here. Good job today.
My pleasure.
We'll see you next time. 29 after. I'll be right back with Dr. Patricia Green, Dean of Undergraduate Program at Babson College.
I don't need to fall at your feet just cause you cut me to the bone. And I won't miss the way that you kiss me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.